I rise and walk some distance to a just-opened restaurant called Jelly. Closer on Google than on feet, over some very challenging sidewalks. Had an earthquake occurred recently? Yet, as I tilt and walk, I am delighted with the variety of architecture. Vancouver could learn much here. When I return to North Van, I find sidewalks on Lonsdale, our main street, just as tilted and hard to navigate. The bartender told me my hotel was in a scary area, and I heard some long moans from the moon's lunatics outside and what could have been police sirens, but tired enough to survive their annoyance. The eggs and jelly could have fed several me's, and there are potatoes with sour cream. What am I, the Ukrainian army? Although I ate sprightly last night and walked a considerable distance, I had no defense at this caloric onslaught. It is a 50s, maybe early mode of American-only diner-type place. Big meals for big people. I'm only big on ideas. Heavier I have become in the trod back to the hotel-y thing. Then off to Meow Wolf 2, the Denver experience. As the lift cavorts around Denver road lines, I notice Curtis Street flash by. There's a line from a beloved by me play called Kneel Amid. A little bit of it has him here in Denver, and here I am.
I'd rather be in a Denver jail. I don't want to be king, just back on Curtis Street.
Outside the lift ride window, I see buildings that Neil would have seen. I like what I see. Great mixture of old and new, and reverently preserved, as deserves a capital city. Early at Meow Wolf, but I like that. Everyone else in line seems to have bought their clothes like me at Value Village. I fit right in.
Nearing the end of your second decade, Mark, just when it seemed as if everything you had in mind was legal and life was one big suitcase, it was time to get tough again from the top down.
Bring us together.
The sober 70s, soft on the inside, damage resistant on the outside. A hungry people learned to eat buffalo and crow, while its elected bureaucracy was retired to celebrate the revolution.
Folks young and old began to think more about their mobile homes now that they could watch the recreation of their choice on the new imported double screen. Many believed that God had come back. We all wore old clothes.
I'm still wearing them. And then after a long string of local fireworks, first of the oil wars exploded. Business improved, public interest declined.
Some have kids. I see quite a lot of young kids in the place. Can't see much at that level, but an attempt is made by Meow Wolf.
I went to the children's zoo, the L.A. Children's Zoo.
The wonderful children.
Are they ever
going to
let those kids out?
Incredible, yeah.
I mean, you know, they have
the towhead.
To.
Did you see the
yeah,
towhead? Did you see the
beautiful.
Australian towhead?
White,
and,
completely white.
Right,
yeah.
did you see the French gamin?
No, I didn't see the
oh,
French
you didn't?
Gamin.
Oh.
They kept him indoors today.
They're
I
trying
think.
To mate him, you know.
Oh, is that
yeah,
one?
To a little German Fraulein. You ever seen one of those?
Oh, enchanting. No,
oh,
I didn't
wonderful.
See
you've been to the children's zoo.
Oh, with the long blonde shag.
Right.
The little girls with long...
You know, the thing I like about the children's zoo best is that they let them all run around.
So oh,
you
yeah, really those modes. Wonderful
touch them.
You don't have to get too close, though, do you?
No, no, no.
Oh, you can if you want to.
They might vomit.
Not the little baby.
Well, not only that, they get terribly dirty, you know.
They do.
Get dirt all over you, yeah.
They generally hide underneath the barnyard. So
yeah, and they've got
the barn in the barn.
Some of them, you know, have got hives, warts, emphysema, chicken pox, measles, scurvy. Oh,
is
my
that,
God.
Excuse
they
me,
they
pick up
disease. Too now, don't you?
They, excuse me, they weed out all those little
in
children.
Your backyard.
And they got weed, too.
Yeah. Oh, that's a beehive.
The ones that have
yeah, you
weed,
have beehive. Though, yeah.
That's a beehive. Yeah, I have beehives. Yeah.
Because his mother taught him how to beehive. That's why.
Yeah.
That's why he got
Mama!
It later on.
The entrance is a very different experience than Omega Mart. Very low-budget science fiction movie from a forgettable era. I go in. It's C Street. Disneyland's Main Street, only dark and alienish. You gotta solve puzzles, but no thanks. I'll wander. A movie theater has a spellbinding flick about strawberries. Later, I videoed a plant presenting one of the best pieces of video I've ever seen. It was like the best World's Fair exhibits, or Disney's best. What's next? There is a shrinking market for nostalgia. The idea of different worlds only rarely works. Yeah, we get it. This room looks different than that room. How is it more playful? I'm thinking Gaudi's Parc Güell. I'm thinking the whole medieval village come to life at the Czech Pavilion at Expo 67. No, they took from a lot of places and succeeded less than I expected. The laundry product seems right out of a Megamart. Tithe detergent, now with Aura Bleach for a sparkling astral body. I salute Meow Wolf for dragging me to Denver. I had never contemplated going to Denver before. No reason. Yet encountering Meow Wolf in Vegas changed my life. Made me want to join Meow. Now the wish is withdrawn. It's a nice place. If you're in Denver, check it out. Maybe introducing scents would have helped Convergence Station. I once did an article for Adbusters about a scent doctor who helped stores attract customers with various scents, and Vegas casinos mark their identities with scents.
Listen, Nancy, I smell a rat.
So do I. I think he's got my script. Oh,
yes, Catherwood, you look for it, all right?
All right, you. Madam.
I get to eat my favorite of all foods, insect chips. Well, you know them. This is a great test market, Denver. They tried them here first. Yeah, this is La Cucarochi brand with the real smell of the Colorado-Mexican border. And it's got the little bugs in it, the little insects with the heads that go pop, pop, pop when you eat them. Mmm. And real greely silverfish. Wow. Yes, those were the silverfish that some of our forefathers sold to Washington as precious metal. Whoa, boy, what a scam.
Maybe if each of the converging worlds had different scents. Sounds like a job for a perfumer. As COVID made us all familiar with the loss of our senses, I suspect much will be learned about the importance of our sense of smell. Good aromas can even keep Alzheimer's away, according to some new research. Speaking of checking, they searched my bag for molecules of cannabis so relentlessly I thought the dogs were on the way. But nay, not Mounties mounted on horses nor drug-loving dogs were sicked on me. No hint of intoxicants. They violently screen against intoxicant users at the same time as they present a very intoxicating show. This is a bit odd, eh? Nonetheless, there is much to enjoy here, on every level. Much art has gone into this. It's a gallery in a new iteration, Art Gallery 5.0. I was five or less when I first saw Disneyland in early 1956. Tech has improved the ride since then, but is Meow Wolf Denver the future of this? No. The fall-off from Omega Mart to Denver is precipitous. I no longer wish to devote my life, okay, I'm really old, eh, to them, and I don't see any convergence with them. Omega Mart made me want to reach the stars. Denver is more mud-based.
That's Jubilee, friends. Every 7 years, we come here before the microphones to announce the Jubilee, the beginning of the great feast that lasts a full cycle of the sun in which all slaves are set free.
Can't you hear their feet stomping in the mud right now?
Let's get out of this mud.
All debts are forgotten.
Yeah, about that fiver I loaned you.
Yeah, debts forgotten.
Yes, we're back out on the speed skating course now.
Jim, I just want to tell you that
an incredible performance of that opening ode there, wasn't it?
The name Chris Kraft first came from the young blacksmith who built the famous boat. His name was Christopher Columbus Smith. It wasn't a mud boat, you understand?
We're cutting away now, you see.
Women's mud wrestling, Charles.
These people have no chance at a medal at all. I don't think there's any reason to watch these girls.
I don't think these girls care about medals anymore. This is the Hamburg team down there. That's Greta Garbo.
East Germans are winning a lot of medals here at this year's Olympic, understand?
The crowd doesn't appreciate what those two girls are doing down there in the pit. I think we're going to have to cut away and watch some more of those Zachary Hall ads.
I'd like to describe, however, Miss Lorelei, the mermaid. She's inflatable and lovely, 6 feet of soft, yielding woman and fish. Surprising. Have her float in the pool, sitting on the patio or on your lap. She's got an exquisite face and a wild body. Golden raffia hair, sea green gown, and is built like a seductive siren.
That's her down there. Yep. There she is.
Her come-hither eyes seem almost alive, and of course, she's weatherproof.
But she's not mudproof, and
no,
that's put her out of the competition.
That's
talented
that,
woman.
That takes care of all of the Central American contenders now in this peculiarly Germanic event.
Spanish flying is next, Charles.
Well, it's true. We are going to have to cut away for some more words about gasoline and cars in just a minute from now.
And the dope tests are coming up, too. The doping is waiting. I'm supposed to announce that.
That's true. Well, we'll be back again 12 hours later than noon, your time, tomorrow.
4:30 tomorrow afternoon.
In New York.
Yesterday.
But in the Midwest, Charles, it's really an incredible problem. You see, they're 3:30 or 4 o'clock.
But
you see, they delay most.
The Garcia Lorca Marathon will be coming up tomorrow.
And then there's a juice from cruelty-free juice. Fruit tastes better if it dies when it wants. And there's a couple of hands holding an apple falling into it. Humane Orchards. That's straight out of a megamart. I walk up some stairs. I take elevators. But I'm not being elevated. My 6-year-old grandson would probably really enjoy this. It was a mistake to buy 2 tickets. Last day, I spent a bit of time within the mystery, but not that enthralled. Omegamart's conspiracy trip was better. One room that is supposedly full of clues is full of adolescent boys deeply engaged in solving the mystery. Maybe my 11-year-old grandson would enjoy it, but I was 11 years old a long time ago. October 1962, I was in 7th grade. I walked home from school at 3:30 and was surprised to see my dad's car sitting in the driveway with him in it. Normally, he gets home at 5:30.
You're home early, Dad.
We're all gonna die right now, son.
Well, let's go inside with Mom. It's about 10 steps from the car, not very far.
We do not have time.
Time to walk 10 steps? I just walked 1 mile home from school. I'll try to make it to the front door.
Dad did eventually come inside, and we weren't incinerated by Russian missiles at that moment. What was incinerated was our vegetarianism. My parents were determined to make up for all the dead cows they'd deprived themselves of for decades. It was 3 steaks a day from then on. If the cows have a religion, my parents would be their devils.
Lift to Elitch Gardens found me in a deserted site, instead of the place I'd bought a ticket for.
Well, jumpin' Jujubes, Porgy, it looks like a wasteland. There's nothing left but the flagpole.
I don't know what to say, Mudhead.
Hi, Mudhead.
Oh, hi, Bottles.
I know who did this. It was those bullies at Carmen Smarties High School, that's who.
Oh, come on, Bottles. We don't know who did it.
Oh,
yes.
I have a very good idea.
Hey, Porgy, you're a white man. You've got to help us.
Yeah,
what?
Yeah, right.
What do you think? What do you think we ought to... What
speak
do you think
English,
we should Alvaro. Do?
Yeah, what do you think, Porgy?
Well, gee, I don't think we should jump to any conclusions
hey,
or take a...
Hey, Porgy!
Hey, Porgy! Think about poops on your radio. Turn
what
the car radio.
Mexicans
poops on.
Okay,
yeah,
well, gather around, kids. Yeah. Stay on camera. We'll all listen
now.
Together.
Gardner explained that it was only open on weekends now. Can I get my money back? Actually, yes. Stay tuned. Lunch on Laramie Street at a Spanish restaurant called Rioja. A small bowl of artichoke tortellini. It was okay.
Howdy, everybody. I'm the Whispering Squad.
And I'm the Lonesome Beatick.
And I'm Artichoke. And we're just a joke.
And don't be afraid, little people, because we're just Holy Graham.
Great.
Yeah, but what about you, partner? What you doing today?
Can't be much, Lonesome. Nobody's working.
Nobody except us, and I'm getting tired of standing here with these geeks a-gawking at me.
Now you keep it sweet, Pete.
Listen here, Leafhead, I'm gonna...
Now, boys, fighting's out of style. Yeah. And fun's where the fair's at. In the future, that is.
You can bet your roots, Toots. It's tons of fun.
And technical stimulation.
That's what I need.
And there's lots more of me where I come from.
In government-inflicted simulation.
The future can't wait. No place to hide.
So climb on aboard.
We're going inside.
We're going back to the shadows again. Out where an Indian's your friend.
Going down.
Where the vegetables are green. And you can pee right into the stream. And that's important. We're back from the shadow again.
The area reminded me of Park Royal in West Vancouver. Very upscale. I'm impressed with the use of brick in the city. Not just old buildings, but new ones utilize brick as a design element. I know the bricks are here as an installation for the fierce winters, but here on a warm fall day, they are fine feasts for the eyes.